This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio on top of that page and subscribe to our live feed, which has been brought to a halt. Yes, Americans, this is the one front the enemy is working is suppressing your free speech, which is the bulwark against tyranny. It's the very thing that the American people are tolerating when it comes to big tech companies. And what are they doing? They're silencing the voice of opposition. That's what they're doing. They're silencing the voice of opposition is what they're doing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. True that. We follow the Christ. Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, so on and so forth. Well, you know, we were told about, well, almost 90 years ago now, 80 and 90 years ago from Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, pit race against race, religion against religion, prejudice against prejudice, divide and conquer. We must not let that happen here. What is the narrative coming to the mainstream media, friends? Divide, pit one another against each other concerning race, religion, cause prejudice to be known amongst certain races, regardless if it's there or not. Just create the narrative. That's how you divide and conquer. And Jesus told us in Mark 3 that we are not to let that happen. Mark 3:25 tells us that a house divided against itself shall not stand, and it cannot stand. And he talks about a kingdom being divided against itself as well, and then a house. And, folks, that's exactly what's being played out here. I guess what begs the question here is how many times have we been told on this show, namely this one, the way to conquer a people is to divide the people. And that's why we continuously make reference to the sword of the Spirit, Hebrews 4:12, Hebrews 6:12. We make reference to the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, because we don't use wooden blunt swords here concerning men's opinions. And the fact of the matter is we're seeing this being played out all day by politicians and the mainstream media. I continuously make reference to the American people as if you want to bring about righteousness and peace within the gate, you're going to have to be the law and bring judgment upon those two outlets, friends. And I'm talking about the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. Because the best that you have, the only thing that they're doing is bringing you the bad news. And we got it again today from Bobart and Rand Paul talking about how they're grilling Joe Biden's administration. Let me ask you something, friends, only again once to prove the point. Where's justice? They're appeasers. That's what makes them controlled opposition. They're just playing the hard guys. They're just playing out as if to suggest that they've got this and they're going to take care of the problems. When in fact, there's never any justice. There's just more injustice. And there's going to be more injustice tomorrow. And there's going to be more injustice next week and next month and next year, because the American people still haven't figured out their responsibility that was given unto them by God. And again, they're commandments, not suggestions. And what am I talking about? Well, I can go to Leviticus 26 really quick. And what does it tell us? It says right in front of my eyes, verse 14 and 15, "But if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all of these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes in dealing with corruption, or if your soul abhor my judgments and actually plain the law," Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 9, "so you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant," what'd the Lord say? "I will do this unto you. I will appoint terror. I will set my face against you. You shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth." I heard that. It's pretty obvious when it comes to my responsibility. And instead of the American people, again, going back to those that profess to be something that they're clearly not, they've deceived themselves into believing that they're going to heaven, yet they're fruitless, and the only thing that they have brought forth is a nation that's being turned into hell. And the Bible is clear as to why that took place, because they have forgotten their God. Period. Period. Psalm 9:16 and 17. Read it when you get a moment. So what do we see? Well, we see them pitting one against another. We see them pitting race against race, religion against religion. Folks, if you're fighting each other, you're fighting the wrong people. You're playing right into the hands of those that mean to control you. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Because it's for you to do in your asking of the Lord upon repentance. Read Mark 1:15 when you get a moment. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. That's what this is all about. Divide and conquer and divide and conquer. And again, what do we got? Well, we got the best that we got every single day. Ted Cruz is making jokes about another politician, and we got Jim Jordan that's angry about what happened at the concerning the alleged raid that took place at Mar-a-Lago. Where's the justice, Americans? Where's the justice that guards your liberties? They're not bringing it. They're not bringing it, but you know what they are doing? Because I've got them all over my website this morning. All of these people concerning Marco Rubio, all again, the best that you have, Rand Paul, you know what they're all doing today? Ted Cruz, they're fleecing the American people again for money. When in fact, they're not doing their job in the first place as to what they are getting paid for. Where is the justice, Americans? Where's the justice? Here, for example, Rep. Thomas Massie drops a massive truth bomb about COVID-19. How many people have been murdered? How many people are now dead because of the experimental jabs? And then here comes your representatives. Oh my goodness, folks. A little too late? I mean, this reminds me of the love that you're getting when it comes to a nation that's being judged. And I'll give you that parable right when I come back. We're going to come right back after this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Pit race against race, religion against religion, prejudice against prejudice, divide and conquer. We must not let that happen here. This is what the American people have been conditioned to accept from the mainstream media to set the narrative along hand in glove with corrupt politicians. Now, this is what you need to hear. The love that you see today is a lawless love. The love of many will wax cold. Because of what? The workers of lawlessness. It's not real love. Love is the fulfilling of the law, Matthew 22:37. And what is it? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But what is it that you get from the politicians today? Well, you get a false love. You get false they're always acting out in a false manner, under false pretenses, pretending to be something that they are not. They're fruitless. They're appeasers. And that's why we call them the great American appeasers, the best that you have. They're fleecing you for money in these times rather than enforcing the laws. Where are the articles of impeachment? It's like this. When I do high school assemblies, when I do speaking engagements all over the country, I've done it about 3,000 times now. It's interesting. What I'll ask them is, which one is love, A or B? A is this. So there's a true story told out on the West Coast where there's windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Is it A, love, to sit back and say nothing when you see those cars going over the end of the cliff? Is that love? Because that's exactly the love that's being portrayed right now, and it's a lawless love. See, these people have taken down the stop sign, God's moral law and his statutes. And what they've done is they take it away, and they stand back, and then they try to appease you as if to suggest they're taking care of you, when in fact this is the truth of the matter. And these are bureaucracies. So, is it love to watch people go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction? I ask the young people as well. They say, no, that's not love. Or I'll say, is this love? To actually stand there and warn men to flee from the wrath to come, the way that it tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. See, that's real love. And that's the love that you see from the Bible. Iron sharpens iron, right? Didn't Jesus say, and that's in the book of Proverbs, when you go to Revelation 3, didn't Jesus say, as many as I love, I rebuke, and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent? Yep, that's love. Didn't he say, let love be without dissimulation, a false covering, a counterfeit fiend love? That's right. Let love be without dissimulation. Let it be without that of a counterfeit covering. Wasn't it Jesus that loved the people enough in Matthew 23 to tell them to flee again from the wrath to come concerning the Pharisees, but they would have none of it? Yep. Hey, folks, the only people that are going to be in hell are those that rejected the love of God. God didn't reject anybody. He desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth. It's for them to decide as to how they're going to respond to the Holy Ghost. Period. Period. So don't blame the Lord for the choices that you make. The line is drawn in the sand. You know what they do? Instead of standing there and warning men, they allow the cars to go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. You know, a concerned committee got together and they said, we needed to remedy the problem. This is the politicians. They said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain instead of warning men on top of the mountain before destruction takes place. And this is what the American people have allowed. They've allowed them to create these bureaucracies. This is how these corrupt politicians make money. Instead of bringing forth the law and executing the law unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26:9, they fleece you for more money. But what they do is they put a little show on for you before they actually fleece you for the money. Where are the articles of impeachment? Now, why am I saying all this? Well, I just, once again, Eleanor Roosevelt said, pit race against race, religion against religion, cause color to be against color. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, did you know that in Minnesota, and this is making national news right now, did you know that the new Minnesota contract would see white teachers fired first? New Minnesota contract would see white teachers fired first. Who's creating all of this chaos? Who's creating all of this chaos? The mainstream media's narrative. Who's setting the narrative? They are. Who's making an issue out of the color of men's skin? They are. What did the Lord say all about that? Acts 17:26 says, we're all nations are one blood. So who's making a big deal out of it? They are. You're allowing them to do the things that they're doing today. So let's not blame somebody else for the things that they're doing. Let me show you something else, friends. Another topic. Biden's, listen carefully, because the American people believe that when Joe Biden is in the people's White House, they're by treason, they're by voter fraud. We all know that. We all know that. Isn't it interesting? The American people have been conditioned to believe that when the Democrats are in power, they're a government to themselves. Not true. When the Republicans are in power, both unconstitutional parties, that they're a power unto themselves and a government unto themselves. Not true. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party systems. But look at the headline. Joe Biden's new Title IX rules. Wait a second. Joe Biden's new title. Yep, it is new. He's operating out of his scope of authority. He's not been given delegated authority to create Title IX rules, which do what? Deputize teachers to override parents on gender identity. Folks, let me say this so you can hear me clearly. They are coming after the kids. They have been coming after the kids for a long time. Oh, just ask me. I am the guy that was, where I was the guy that was at the end of their aim when it comes to demonization of one that was speaking out against what it was really about when they called me a liar every step of the way when I said it's about the kids. Well, folks, here, let me tell you their slogan, sex before eight, before it's too late. And if you think that's crazy, why don't you ask Barack Obama, George Bush? Why don't you ask Donald Trump, who said he's the gayest president in the history of America, as he tweeted it, and Joe Biden. We already know, folks, that they've already got one foot in hell and the other on a banana peel. But the fact of the matter is we, being the law, need to give them a little push, right, and bring that judgment, because they are operating concerning a foreign power that's never been given unto them by the people to override anybody's parents on gender identity. I thought it wasn't about the kids, and the point that I wanted to make is, remember Nambala, right? They were supposed to be surveilled by the FBI. Now the FBI is obviously, as we see, working for those that should be surveilled, and we know that these agencies have been put in place to browbeat the little guys in protecting the big guys concerning their conspiracy and their crimes against the little guy. We all know that that's the truth, especially with what's taking place now over on January 6th, and you're seeing how that's playing out and how they're throwing people in jail for 7 years when we already know who the guilty party is. This is insane. But the American people are letting them do it, so they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Now, this is what I want to say. The slogan concerning NAMBLA is sex before eight, before it's too late. So don't tell me what it's about, and don't tell me what it's not about. And I've gone through this information 1,000 times over the last 17 years as one crying out in the wilderness trying to tell the American people what this is really about. But they didn't want to listen to it. And now, here we are. Now, here we are. And might I remind you, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 32, thy sons and daughters shall be given unto another people. Thine eyes shall look and fail with longings for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. I mean, America, you know, I know I'm speaking to the nation that allowed 63 million babies to be slaughtered and dissected in the womb. I understand that. Proverbs 6:17, when God said he hates it, I know those 86% that love God so much, they've disobeyed him at every given opportunity to the slaughter of 63 million babies, now knowing what they're doing through CPS and foster care, where they're stealing kids away and kids are disappearing in the thousands and the tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands every year from CPS and foster care. I mean, let's just act like it's not going on, and let's just try to do our best to put both of our fingers in our ears and try to ignore what McAfee told us when he said the State Department is the one responsible for child trafficking, right? Right? Well, this should come as no surprise, folks. I mean, how many facts need to be laid out before the American people respond? That's why America is being judged today. This is creating chaos. And they are zeroing in on your kids. Biden's new Title IX rules deputize teachers to override parents on gender identity. Let me tell you something, friends. This is criminal, to say the least. This is criminal. Again, to say the least. But here we are. Here we are, Americans. See, this is the talk show, friends, where we tell you the truth regardless if you like it or not. We got our feet on the Word. We got our eyes on the Constitution and God's statutes and common law in the United States of America. We're playing the watchman on the wall telling you when something is amiss concerning God's law. And I'm offended, and let me tell you, how much more the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and guess what, friends? It's a-coming. It's a-coming. I want to show you the fruit of what Joe Biden has been doing and what all the presidents have been teeing up for concerning the last how many cycles of this criminal administration after administration in just a moment.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. for the first time has announced it will give Ukraine pan-eagle surveillance drones, mine-resistant vehicles, anti-armor rounds, and weapons to help Ukrainian forces regain territories and mount a counteroffensive against Russian invaders. A senior defense official told reporters that the U.S. is looking to help shape and arm the Ukrainian forces of the future as the war drags on in its 6 months. This brings the total U.S. military aid to Ukraine to about $10.6 billion since the beginning of the Biden administration. It is the 19th time the Pentagon has provided equipment from Defense Department stocks to Ukraine since August 2021. This is USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence stated that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office, also speaking on how he called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to disclose more information on what led authorities to conduct the search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
We can demand that they reveal why this search warrant was executed against the residence of a former president of the United States, without demeaning the rank and file men and women of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to be a voice for that.
Evidence has emerged that might explain the dinosaurs' extinction.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Does anybody really care what's going on out there? You guys taking your communities on the way that we have been for 23 years in following the Christ? We are to emulate Him. We are not to emulate those that know what to do and do it not. To them it is sin, the Bible tells us. Okay? The Lord is glorified by bearing fruit, John 15:8, not by you sitting there listening to your favorite talk show host or the one that you hate the most. There's no in-betweenites here, I know that. I was just highlighting the fact that Biden's new Title IX rules deputized teachers completely illegal. This is the UN agenda. We have been blowing this in the wind for decades, friends, for decades. And now here we are, it's at our front door. I wanted to show you exactly as to how this is rolling out and how they've been so brazen and encouraged to keep going on, zeroing in on the kids. Now listen to this. This is another one time that the CPS and the foster care system has been busted. And I'm not going to tell you too much. I want you to hear for yourself as to what they got busted doing this time once again.
The story that you'll only see here on Fox. An employee with Child Protective Services is caught on camera telling a 14-year-old girl...
camera.
Went from foster care to become a prostitute.
That's right, and this girl is one of hundreds of kids in CPS custody living in hotels all over the state. Fox 26's Randy Wallace, live from Southwest Houston, here with this story. Randy, the exclusive.
Yeah, Jonathan. Now, earlier this year, a federal judge scorned Child Protective Services for making kids available for prostitution.
Making kids available for prostitution. Whoa.
Is actually encouraging prostitution.
How many times do they need to get caught, Americans, before there's some oversight?
Wouldn't they remove a child from a parent that told their child to be a prostitute?
They should. And they would.
Keisha Basley has 9 kids. She turned to Child Protective Services to help her with her 14-year-old daughter, who she says was running away and causing trouble at school.
My daughter told me that the worker had been telling her that she should do these things. So she said...
The worker is telling the 14-year-old kid in CPS, in foster care, to become a prostitute. What do you think these organizations are set up for, friends? By the way, this is not the state's business. This is the church's business. But again, this is where the church comes in as derelict of duty. Where are they when it comes to their responsibility? They are MIA. Now, I want you to listen to this part.
CPS is housing the girl at a hotel. She's one of...
Housing... CPS is housing the 14-year-old girl at a hotel, suggesting that she needs to become a prostitute. I didn't know that was their job.
In the video, she tells the CPS employee she wants food. The CPS worker tells her to be a prostitute.
I mean, she was basically encouraging a 14-year-old girl to become a prostitute.
And giving her an incentive to do so, and almost a threat of not having her needs being met if she didn't do what this woman very explicitly told her to do.
And she was being threatened if she didn't comply with the worker for CPS and foster care to become a prostitute. Just so you all understand, this is the attorney speaking.
If I,
now the mother,
the parent, was to do something like this to my child, I would be bashed. I would be called a horrible parent. I would lose my
Well, the
kids.
Fact of the matter is the woman had 9 children, and she gave up her kids because she said she couldn't take care of them anymore. See, therein is the problem with welfare right there. Welfare in the constitutional preamble is there for the good of the people, and it is not lawful for government to steal from those that work to give to those that don't work, to encourage them in a lifestyle that they keep going on in. Now, these women are put up, by the way, by the state. They'll keep having as many kids as they can because the more kids that they have, the more money that they'll receive from welfare. And then they're also putting up the guys, the fathers of these children, in the process of doing so. So this is all being encouraged, friends. And this is another sign of judgment upon a nation that refuses to respond to the Lord. That's really what it all comes down to. And it's going to keep coming down to this until the American people once again take responsibility for what's going on. Now, listen, I want to get to this really quick. And what we're talking about, it's happening in America. They're emboldened. This tsunami that I shared with you about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, maybe even a little bit longer than that. Oh, my goodness. Look at the flood of attacks coming from those that should represent us. Might I add as well, concerning the things that I'm highlighting, I don't want to mumble this out. I want it to be clear as to what I'm saying. You need to understand all the things that I've highlighted thus far have come from corrupt politicians in the mainstream media. Correct those two things and you'll have a different country. I want you to go back to the 1930s. I wrote an article, 2013, January 24th, called Are We As Asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? On WND, World Net Daily. And I put a quote at the very top, just so you understand how this all works. History is being repeated once again. This was a quote from Karl Dönitz. He was a general admiral and a would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. This is what he said. Listen carefully. Politicians are the one that brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. I'm going to say it again. Karl Dönitz, German admiral under Adolf Hitler, he wanted to be in Adolf Hitler's position. They called him a would-be Führer after that of Adolf Hitler. He said politicians are the one that brought the Nazis to power. It's exactly what's going on today. You've seen the treason. You've seen the treason with Trump. You've seen the treason with Biden. You've seen the treason with Bush's, Obama's, big-time Obama. He did it in the face of the American people. Okay, so again, we're seeing history repeat itself. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes that were being perpetuated upon the people during that particular time. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that something, folks? Is that what you're seeing today? Maybe that's why we're seeing so much of the parallel between Hitler's Nazis in America today. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you're seeing today, folks? You're seeing memes all over social media platforms equating the FBI to the Nazis. And of course, the conservatives are making light about it. They're making jokes about it. And I got to go on there and post, well, you know what? The joke's on you. History's repeating itself. Your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. Because, in fact, that is what is happening. I want to say this. I believe that in America today, with my whole heart, I believe that there's enough people that have the call of God on their life to bring this country out of the hellhole that it's being created to be. I believe it is. I believe that there's many people throughout the United States of America that have thrown off the call of God. You know, let me say it this way. I remember hearing of a woman that was a preacher. And she said she was famous back in the 70s and the 60s and the 50s and the 40s. And she would say to her congregants, the tens of thousands of people that would come to see her, you probably want to know why there's a woman up on stage. And I know that this is the Holy Ghost. I can sense it. I can feel it. And I want you to hear it. She would say, I know that you want to know why there's a woman up on stage right now. She said, there's a woman up on stage right now because the Lord had to pass over 100 men that refused the call. She said, I was the one that responded to it. There's a woman on stage, and I'm not talking down on the woman. She responded because the men didn't, and I see this all over the country. But she said, you're wondering why there's a woman on stage. The Lord passed over 100 men that refused the call. She said, I was the one that responded. I want you to understand that I believe with my whole heart, that there is enough people in this country that have the call of God on their lives today. Those that are listening to me right now, and you're sensing the Holy Ghost the same way that I am right now. You're getting the same witness. You have a call of God in your life, and your country is being brought to desolation because you refuse to respond to heaven. You know who you are. You're getting the same witness that I am right now. And if you're getting it, by the way, you want to call in, please do tell us what it's about. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. There is enough people in this country to respond to the call of God to save this country from the state that it's in. There is no doubt in my mind. Do you remember when Elijah, when he met King Ahab on the backside of the desert? And King Ahab, called Elijah, what he called him. He called him the troubler of Israel in 1 Kings 18. And he said to him, I'm not the troubler. Elijah, that lone prophet, told the corrupt king, I'm not the trouble of Israel. You and your household are. Why? Because you have forgotten your father's commandments. Okay? But I want you to remember that Elijah also spoke to the Lord about the thousands of prophets that were killed by Ahab's wife, Jezebel. And I can tell you this right now. You know that there's a lot of, gloom and doom out there right now. A lot of people forfeiting their hope that they claim they have in Christ. Listen, if Christ is the anchor of your soul, that hope will remain, period. No matter how hard the storm comes, keep in mind he's in the back sleeping on the pillow. And if you're going to sit there and whine about what's going on right now, don't sit there and whine where the Lord has to look at you and say, where's your faith? Keep in mind, we serve Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that stilled that storm. The apostles asked the question, Who is this that even the winds and the seas obey? That's my big brother. That is my big brother. His name is Jesus Christ. Folks, there's a fleece going on right now. There's enough of you out there right now, regardless of how many people have been taken down, where the Lord says, that's a thing of the past. It's a new day, and it's for you to arise to the level of expectation and stand up and be counted concerning you getting in the face of the Lord and speaking to Him about it today. Respond to the call for your country's sake. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leith out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know what's interesting about this as to what's transpiring right here? Because I can't do it as I will. It's the will of the Spirit that leads. But when the Holy Ghost is on something and the people don't respond, this is the problem. This is the problem with the people. And I've seen this 1,000 times. I've seen it 1,000 times where people act like, well, it's not me that he's talking to. Well, who's the Lord talking to then? Are you does the Lord desire that all come to the knowledge of the truth? Are you a part of all? Well, then it's probably you, right? My goodness. Many are called, but few are chosen. Who are the chosen? Those that respond to the call, period. But you got to meet them on his terms. It's a new day, but it's the end of your life as you know it. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it, saith the Lord. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that Elijah, and I'm going to go to 1 Kings 19:10 real quick. Isn't it interesting? All the prophets were killed. All the people in Israel heard all the bad news, and they gave up, and they decided to serve the king. They went along. They submitted themselves to Ahab and Jezebel, right? Isn't that what they did? Yep. And they allowed Jezebel to kill all of the prophets. And here comes Elijah, that lone prophet of God. And what did he say? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. Are you jealous for the Lord God of hosts? Well, we always hear about how the Lord's jealous over us. Yes, he is. But are you jealous for the God of hosts? For the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, said Elijah to the Lord. They have thrown down thine altars, and they have slain thy prophets with the sword, and I am left, and they seek my life to take it away as well. Of course. Well, when you look at the book of, and I'm making a point here, 51, I'm thinking of 59, wicked. And I'm just punching in keywords right now because I want to read it for you as you hear it. The Bible says that when we depart from wickedness, that we become a prey. Isn't that what it says? In Isaiah 59? Yes, it does. When we depart from wickedness, we become a prey. It's a part of what we're called to do. But we're set as a testimony against who? Kings and governors. Those that are trying to dominate the Spirit of Christ. You know, it's interesting. I was listening just yesterday about a preacher, and I didn't like the bend that he put on it. My spirit didn't. My heart didn't. But what he was saying was true. And he was talking about the prince of the power of the air and how Satan is the god of this world. But you know what? Let's not get that in our heads that God's in, or that Satan's in control of our lives, because he is not. If we belong to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, all the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Are they not? Yes, they are. And it was the Lord that says it is finished. And when he said it is finished, he comes over in Luke 10:19, and he says, I've given you all power over the works of the enemy. Okay? It's all over for him, Americans, not you. Okay? It's all over for him, not you. You are on a testing ground. You are on the battlefield where all honor lies. This is how the Lord is crowned, friends. Is your obedience to him, that your love is shown to the rest of the world for him, that he might be glorified, Matthew 5:17. Now let me get back to my point. So we heard all of the bad news. All the prophets are killed, but Elijah went to the top of the mountain, didn't he? And who was defeated? Was it Elijah, that lone prophet in 1 Kings 18, or was it all of the false prophets? Were they the ones that were dethroned, those that lost their lives and at the end of the day lost their souls? Folks, the Lord doesn't need a majority to prevail. He only uses a minority, those that are unqualified. Be encouraged. He is the qualifier of the unqualified. He is the provider for those that cannot provide for themselves, and I'm talking about in a spiritual walk. Now, this is what I want to show you because I got a short amount of time here. I want you to see this, and maybe I'll tip into it tomorrow too. I am so tired of hearing people talk about a free will. Hey, folks, let me just say it this way. You don't have a free will. Okay? Free will carries many a soul to hell, but never a soul to heaven. Who said that? Charles Hayden Spurgeon. Martin Luther said, free will without God's grace is not free at all, but it is the pertinent prisoner and bondslave of evil, since it cannot turn itself to good. You cannot change your spots no more than a leopard can, from black to white, or your hair. Okay? You have the power to do nothing. Jesus said in John 15, you can do nothing without me. Oh, he's right. And when you're born of the Spirit of God, that's why you feed on the Spirit constantly. You feed on the bread of life, John 5. You stay there and you feed on him. And what does he do? He fills you as he empties you. That's called the cross. And denying yourself and taking up the cross and following him. And following him, friends. This is what I want you to hear concerning free will, because this goes lock in step with what we're talking about right now concerning, and this wasn't planned, And it's always best when the Holy Ghost comes in and takes over the show like he usually does. That's why people say, you know what? It's just the fastest hour on radio. It is. Because about the time you get going, it's all over with. But you feel and know and sense the leading of the Holy Ghost to bring about the message in a short time if need be. Romans 8:14, or read it when you get a moment. I want you to think about this, okay? For those that call themselves Christians but have not responded to the call, I want to put it to you. And I want to put free will right in the middle of this, okay? Jesus showed himself the third time in John 21, verse 14, after he was risen from the dead. Three times, okay? It's interesting, he said, he showed him the holes in his hands and in his feet, and he said, as the Father sent me, the Lord's saying this to all of us, those that I'm talking to right now, as the Father sent me, so I send you, said Jesus. So when they had died, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these? Peter said, yeah, you know that I love you, Lord. Thou knowest that I love thee. And he said, Jesus did, feed my lambs. Now, keep in mind, Peter just denied him three times. Okay? And that shows you his will in contrast to God's will. And he's going to show you how this works in just a moment. In verse 16, John 21, he saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He just denied him three times. He saith unto him, Jesus did, feed my sheep. He saith unto him a third time, John 21, verse 17, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me in question? And he said unto him, Lord, you know that I love you. You know all things. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Jesus said, when you follow me, Matthew 4:19, I will cause you to become fishers of men. If you are not fishers of men, you still ain't got what I'm about ready to show you that you need. Okay? The Lord said unto him after the third time, verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young, you girded yourself, and you walked and did whatever you wanted to do. But when you're old, you shall stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, the Holy Ghost. And what does it say? And carry thee whithersoever thou wouldest not. I'm telling you, friends, the call of God drives you in the direction that your flesh does not want to go. Every time, without fail. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, I came to you, what? Not in the words of wisdom or men's wisdom, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Wasn't this the same Paul in Galatians where he said in 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. It is no longer I that lives, but it is Christ that lives within me. And when you're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, he's going to take you whithersoever you don't want to go. And remember, oftentimes, folks, Scripture lays to our candor that we're going to be set as what? Witnesses against corruption, corrupt kings, and governors. And folks, that's where America's at today. And until the American people stand up and tell all of this corruption, enough is enough, not to let them go, not to resign, not to impeach them, but to prosecute them for the laws that they have failed to uphold. Because the law in this country under God, friends, is perpetual. It's always in gear. It's always at work. God's moral law applies to every single one of us. Every single one of us. And I want to say this because this is bubbling up right now. Cast all your cares upon him in the process of his call. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you affectionately. And he said, none that the Father have given me in John 10 can any man pluck him out of my Father's hands. And when you go through the water, the Lord's going to be with you. Isaiah 43. When you go through the fire, the Lord's going to be with you. Okay, folks, we're leading up to a different conversation here. We're on to something, folks. We're going into another time and another phase, and we're shifting once again. But it's time now for the American people to set the narrative rather than corruption. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.